So, Ed, fire up.
Good evening, Edward Joseph, your friendly digital doctor as usual. What are we going to talk about tonight?
We're going to talk about how to optimize your video.
We'll talk about scan rates, Duncan's favourite topic of the week. But before we do that, actually, just a short price update on Pentium overdrives. Now, we've mentioned Pentium overdrives here before, and it's quite amazing that they are actually available now, but it's even more amazing how the prices are dropping. Now, the official pricing from one of the famous big Australian distributors, official Intel distribution channels, would you believe between the 25th of the 6th and the 2nd of the 7th, like in the space of a week or so, have dropped dramatically. A week or so ago, you were looking for a Pentium overdrive for a 6066 megahertz, which brings it, of course, up to a 120 or 133 megahertz machine, was $638, roughly, including tax at the retail level, and it's come right down to $500. But even more interesting, the Pentium 75 overdrive has gone from, would you believe, $1,311 about a week or so ago to also $500?
Oh, man!
I don't know how they work out these figures, but anyway, so
let's get one of them.
I thought I'd just mention that the overdrives, they're coming down, and if you've got an old Pentium 60, 66 or something like that, it might actually have some life left. Now, monitor scan rates. Oops, that was a big thing.
Sorry, I almost blew your microphone out there, mate.
Never mind. Okay, let's talk about monitor scan rates. Everybody knows about things like 640 by 480 resolution, 1024 by 768, 800 by 600 and whatever, and when they go to buy a monitor, that's what they ask for. They say, we want Super VGA, not just VGA. Well, everything other than 640 by 480 is actually Super VGA, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a monitor that doesn't do at least 800 by 600.
What's next? Is it Mega VGA next?
Oh, what was it? PVGA, XGA, yeah, that's right, all that sort of stuff. I've never been able to quite work out what it is because Super VGA goes up to 1280 by 1024, so who cares about what you actually call it? Now, but there are other important things which people never think about. For example, what about horizontal scan rates?
Yes.
Now, they can actually be more important than your 800 by 600 and 1024 by 768 resolution because they actually give you a nice flicker-free picture, and you pay lots and lots to get that. So the horizontal, well, oscillator frequency, if you like, is actually the maximum horizontal oscillator frequency is actually a very important specification when you're going to look for a monitor.
Why isn't Windows 95 plug and play compatible with that thing, the monitor setup? You know, you should see your video board, see your monitor, and say, this is the optimum setup for your machine. Why does it do that?
I'll give Microsoft a call.
Okay, mate.
No, the problem,
I need that.
That's right. It's not that simple because with the plug and play and all that sort of stuff, I mean, you've got to configure your VGA cards. You've got to set them up. You've got to know what sort of monitor capability you've got.
Yes.
Because it's a little bit like, you know, loading a gun with high-powered bullets and then finding it blows up in your face.
That's like the old RTFM statement. Read the F manual.
Yeah. Before you actually start playing with the scan rates.
Like me.
Okay, let's talk about
that'll learn you.
And actually, you can damage your monitor if you do try to overdrive them.
Great.
So you must be careful. Now, let's have a little talk about interlaced and non-interlaced monitors. Right, that's one of the first things that people always come across. Now, the way the monitor scans, this is boring stuff, I think, but the way it scans is basically you've got a dot that's scanning from the top of your screen, goes across and back to the left, and it sort of goes down the screen from the top to the bottom, and a lot of people, I think, realise that by now. Now, that's what you call non-interlaced scanning. It starts at the top left, it ends at the bottom right, and you've got a nice frame of picture, basically. What does interlaced look like? Well, the way interlaced works is actually that it gives you half a frame every second line, and then it interlaces what they call the alternative frame, which is sort of every other line. And what basically happens, to get a full frame, it goes through the picture twice. Now, I think Duncan knows what that looks like.
Yeah, well,
when
I came back from your office the other day, where you configured my machine optimally, you couldn't actually read anything.
That was the highest scan rate. Okay, what the interlaced scanning looks like is basically it flickers, and it flickers noticeably.
Like a bastard is the word.
Like a lot. And what basically happens is you can really see it quite easily, even if you're half blind, by just bobbing your head up and down a little bit when you're looking at the picture, looking at some horizontal lines. It looks a little bit like when you're watching the weather on TV and it's got horizontal lines and the maps and things, and you can sort of see them jittering up and down. And it basically works in the same way. The nice thing is about interlaced scanning is it is very undemanding on your monitor, because it only requires about a 35 kilohertz horizontal oscillator frequency, which is not terribly demanding on your monitor. On the other hand, if you try to do that without interlacing, in other words, non-interlaced, you actually find it gets much and much, much, much more demanding. Now, common scan rates, horizontal scan rates, are normally 30 kilohertz for the low end, 48 kilohertz, 57 kilohertz, and for the top end, 64 kilohertz. And basically, by using the interlaced scanning with the lower horizontal oscillator frequencies, you can make your monitors cheaper. For your high-end monitors, you will find that they do get more and more expensive as they can accommodate the higher scan rates. For example, if you're trying to display 1024 by 768 at 86 hertz, which certainly you wouldn't notice any flicker whatsoever, if you have interlaced scanning, it requires only 35 kilohertz. Now, if you did 1024 by 768 at 60 hertz non-interlaced, that already requires 48.5 kilohertz. 1024 by 768 at 70 hertz non-interlaced requires 56.6 kilohertz. And one of the higher end rates, 1024 by 768 at 72 hertz refresh.
That must have really hurt David Yumini for thundering around like a madman in the background.
I think we're back on the air, aren't
we? We did go off the air, but David
must have pulled my plug as well.
David almost just like destroyed the place.
Okay, the 1024 by 768, 72 hertz refresh rate, you're looking at 59.7 kilohertz. So like you can see, you're going from about 30 kilohertz to almost double that to get a decent looking picture without flicker, with lots and lots of dots on the screen. And basically that's what gives you your nice flicker-free picture. Now, if you're like Duncan, you will go to your friendly computer dealer and you will say, yes, I love that card. I want 1024 by 768. I want a high refresh rate because I won't get any flicker and I'll get lots and lots of dots on my screen.
It's good for the games.
It's good for anything. Word processing too, really.
That's boring.
But what you find is when you're at your friendly computer dealer, he might be using a high-end monitor such as a Panasonic VDO or such like.
Yeah, but you know, didn't know.
That's right, the poor boy didn't know. And when you get it back home and you plug it into a computer such as an NEC3V...
Which is a brilliant monitor.
Excellent quality. But you might find that it doesn't actually go up to 1024 by 768 at 72 hertz.
It's the old saying. My grandfather always said, you get what you pay for.
And if you get what you pay for, you're doing well, aren't you?
You are indeed.
Now, the other thing that happens is when you pump these different scan rates into your monitor with all these different 800 by 600 and 1024 by 768 at all these different refresh rates of 70, 60, 72 hertz, whatever, you also find that your picture size and position tends to shift around a little bit. And this is actually what the digital monitors are all about. If you get a really good quality digital monitor, what they will have is memory inside, which actually stores the parameters of the horizontal position, the vertical position, the horizontal size and the vertical size for every one of those scan rates. And you can program those into your monitor, or they'll be pre-programmed. And basically, as those scan rates come in, it automatically adjusts the picture size and position to be perfectly out to the edges.
What sort of money are you going to pay for a decent monitor these days?
That's a good question, actually, because you're certainly not going to get one for about $400 or $500.
Like the ones you get with those really cheap Pentiums, like for $2,000, those monitors aren't necessarily that good for you. Because I had one, and it used to pump your head full of radiation because it was built to a price.
Not only that, I think the picture quality looks a little bit deathly. You find that on the left-hand side, you might get
green and pink and orange.
Yeah, and vertical lines and bright spots and dark spots and things.
What sort of ballpark dolly, you reckon?
I think really, if you're looking at something that's fairly good quality,
flat screen,
15-inch flat screen, and that's really what people are using with Windows and all those demanding graphics applications, you're really looking at in the vicinity of about $600. You're not really going to get anything that's really decent for $400. But for about $600 to $650, maybe even $700, you're likely to get a really good quality digital monitor.
And cook with gas. All right, Ed. Well, thanks very much for the latest in monitors. I know it's been an absolute disaster for me. Readers come back in from outside.